and welcome back to another episode of Your Career Choice or Chance, Gen AI in the Workplace. I'm your host, Yael, and I'm happy to have you with us while we explore the skill-based organization and how it works. This month, we're dedicating to learning and development and to a skill-based organization. We wanted you to know how it works. So our special guest today is Oren Nussbaum, Program Manager in Amdocs People, who leads transformation projects in HR. Thanks, Ora, for joining us.
Well, thank you, Yael. It's an honor to be here.
Before we begin, let me introduce our AI co-host, Alex. As always, Alex is here to listen, learn, and bring the AI's unique perspective to the final question of the episode.
Thank you, Yael, and welcome, Ora. I can't wait to explore skills-based organizations.
So, Ora, why a sudden spotlight on skill-based organizations, and what does it actually mean to be a skill-based organization?
Well, in the long run, a skills-based organization is one that is structured around the skills and knowledge of its people, rather than around rigid job roles or hierarchies. In a traditional organizational hierarchy, roles are pretty much fixed, you know, with clear reporting lines and progression paths. But in a skills-based model, there's more organizational fluidity, with employees being able to move between projects and teams based on the skills required. Employees can also be potentially matched to tasks based on their relevant skills. So for technology companies that need to be agile, it could work very well. And if you think about it, the most in-demand skill keeps changing because the technology is changing so fast. So sometimes a company may decide that instead of recruiting people with a specific skill, they may choose to upskill internally. Now, how do you find the right people that are most suitable to be upskilled or reskilled? You would look for a specific skill criteria among your workforce. But first, you need to know their skills.
So really what you're saying is that to be a skill-based organization, you need to always know the skills of your people? You know, how do you keep it up to date? It seems very cumbersome.
That's exactly what I'm saying. If we know our people's skills, we can offer our employees so much more. Internal mobility, for example. Traditionally, people would log into an organization's recruitment system and start scrolling and looking through job titles. And if one catches their eye, they stop and start reading through this long job description to see if they could be a match. But if your recruitment system is skills-based, the system looks at your skills, understands your potential, and can then recommend you all the jobs that might suit you based on your personal skills and not role titles that you've done in the past. I'll give you an example. Take a software engineer who in university also majored in UX. Since she joined the company, she always worked as a software engineer, but she has this additional UX skill. If the recruitment system knows that she has this skill, she could potentially also get matches to jobs that have UX and not only software engineering roles. So at Amdocs, our recruitment system actually looks at skills. And if it only looked at her previous roles, it wouldn't be offering her roles with UX. And by the way, if we know all our employees' skills and we have a new account, for example, in Spain, where we're looking for, I don't know, a Java developer that knows Spanish, within seconds, we know which employees we can offer this opportunity. But being skills-based isn't only about jobs and hiring. It's also about developing employees for their current role and also to their career aspirations.
So, really interested to know how we're doing it in Amdocs. And if you can relate to my previous question about it being cumbersome, because, you know, to constantly update your skills all the time, I, as an employee, I would consider it heavy. So how is this done, really?
Okay, so to relate to the first part of your question, now I'm glad you asked that because I'm really excited about the journey that we are on here at Amdocs. So we implemented Eightfold's Career Hub. And we basically asked our employees to log into the system and create a profile. And all they have to do is connect their LinkedIn profile or upload their CV. And the Career Hub's AI recognizes their skills. Okay, and in addition, the system recognizes their employment history with us and understands what skills they have from those as well. And we want an employee's profile to be like their internal LinkedIn page, reflecting their skills, including soft skills, or what we call power skills, which, by the way, are so important to list in your profile. And yes, we want employees to keep it updated as their skills evolve. Now, about the cumbersome part, the system does have a profile assistant, and it recognizes when you might have achieved a new skill. So it will always ask you, should we add this skill to your profile? And just like you keep your LinkedIn updated, you would also keep this updated.
Again, I would ask myself, why would we bother doing it? If a person is looking for a job, I'm thinking about LinkedIn. So he or she fills in their, you know, their LinkedIn profile and they look for a job. But why would anyone do it if they're not looking for a job?
You know how when on your LinkedIn page, you're being shown much more than job offers that are personalized based on your profile? It's the same here. It's the same. We have a vast learning offering at Amdocs. If the AI knows more about you, it will recommend to you what you should be learning next and where you should put your focus to develop your current skills or skills you're aspiring to achieve. It sees you and your potential. It's not like going into a generic learning page and saying, okay, I want to learn about this skill and then start scrolling through tens of potential courses. If the system knows you and your skill level, it will offer the right development opportunity to you. So no more scrolling like through lists and lists of learning offerings. I mean, people are busy, but if the system, like LinkedIn, is poking you with relevant offerings that suit you, you will stop and you will take the time to learn. But Yael, beyond learning, what's so brilliant about the Eightfold Career Hub we implemented is that it also enables a type of gig economy. And I'll elaborate. Let's say you have an idea that you want to develop, but it's out of your current team scope and you need a team to work with. The people in your immediate team maybe don't even have the skills you need for this, right? So now imagine being able to post this project on a board and say, I'm looking for people with these specific skills for a short-term project for, say, 4 hours a week for the next 8 weeks. This is now being posted to a pool of our over 30,000 employees. Now, remember that since the system is also AI-based, it will poke people that are a good match. So remember that software developer that learned UX but is working as a developer now? She now has an opportunity to actually get hands-on experience in that skill.
So really what you're saying is that people can apply to projects and by that develop their skills and it's also according to their skills?
Well, absolutely, because you can put a skill that you're a beginner at and that you're interested in evolving. Now, imagine having the opportunity to actually develop that skill. If you really have hands-on experience, because we know going to a course is not enough to really obtain a new skill, right? So you need to have hands-on experience. And if we offer this to employees, they can finally add it to their resume. It's a win-win for the business and for employees. You know, though, there is something else I wanted to talk about, which reflects around the managers.
Yes, very important. By the way, I assume you relate to managerial skills as skills as well, right?
Oh, absolutely. But I was thinking more of the manager and the role of being a manager. You know, everybody wants to have the right talent in their team, but a great manager wants their teams to shine. I mean, who doesn't want to be that irresistible manager that no one wants to leave, right? And if you have real visibility into your team's skills, you can encourage their development by closing their current knowledge gaps and also have them fulfill their career aspirations. I mean, just thinking about being able to have a real development discussion with your people, to be able to say, okay, this quarter, these are the skills we're going to focus on. And also, here's how you can do it. And together, using the Career Hub, create a development plan directly in the system.
Wow, that's super interesting. And actually, maybe push them to apply for some projects. Potentially, it's a whole playground.
We do. We call it a playground of opportunities because this development plan, for example, it's not only about courses. It's also about projects. It's also about tasks. So it's much more. We definitely call it a playground of opportunities.
Amazing. And you offer all this to your employees? This is how your organization is built?
That's right. The Career Hub is live and kicking here at Amda.
So, Aura, thanks for this brilliant discussion. I think that bringing, you know, now it's time to bring Alex in. And Alex always brings a very unique perspective and AI perspective. So, Alex, what question have you prepared for Aura today?
Thank you, Yael. Aura, I love how you talk about her. Does being skills-based have additional diversity benefits?
Thanks for asking about that. As you can probably tell, I'm quite passionate about that. And the answer is yes. Besides the fact that our new recruitment system is skill-based, it reduces potential bias in the recruiting phase, but I want to take it a step further.
I was reading Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In, and she pointed out the statistic how when a man sees a job description, he will apply even if he fits the role at a 70% fitment, whereas women tend to apply for a position when they only have like 100% fitment to the job description.
But now imagine that the Career Hub has a role she could fit well for based on her skills. And the system is showing her why she is a good match. What is her match score? It's like encouraging her and saying, go girl, you got this. Go for it. You're a good fit. It gives her that confidence to apply.
Aura, this was a fascinating discussion. Thank you so much. It feels to me that we're only now at the beginning of the unveiling what a skill-based organization is, the different features, how they, you know, which ones promote, which ones go along with others. I'd love to host you in a few months and hear how you're progressing, what Amdox is doing with this, and what it all looks like. It seems very futuristic.
It would be my pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And thanks, everyone. Make it amazing.